What's up, guys? Clyde with you here. Hope you're doing well. We're in chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, and in our Bible today, many of you, if you're reading along, you'll see in your heading, mine says final instructions. And so this part of chapter 5, he's closing out the letter, and we're going to slow down a little bit because it's like so many different things going on in just a short amount of verses. He's like, do this and don't do that. It's like a machine gun rapid fire of all these different things. And so we've broken that down in smaller units. And so today I've just got verses 12 through 13. So let me go ahead and read that. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And so, I mean, it's pretty obviously what he's talking about now originally in his context. Paul's probably talking about, you know, him, Timothy, the other elders and leaders that had been set up to lead this church, this new church at Thessalonica. And so that's the original context. Like all this stuff that they're going through, they're having to endure persecution. They're worrying about the end times. They need to be taught about this and taught about that. We've talked about that in the past. And so that's their context. And it's like a lot of hard work for the people that are instructing and growing their, helping grow their faith through the word of God. And so that's their context. Now, I mean, we can apply that in our lives. Like, who's teacher to us? We got Brady at New Vision. There's your small group leader, podcasts, like people that come on here to teach in the hallway, conversations that someone gives you advice, there's teaching. So it has a big range of applicability or application. And so basically what this is saying, and you see it's saying acknowledge those who work hard. And then it talks about admonish. Now, that's kind of like a correction or term, but anytime in scripture you see the word admonish, it's almost always talking about some form of teaching. And so that's where I'm getting that. And so people who teach, who admonish, I mean, counselors, like the counseling department here, people that, I mean, honestly, if you just text a friend and you give them the biblical worldview in a way that applies to their life, then that person is in a way admonishing you or teaching you. And so we need to acknowledge people that do that. And so, yes, this immediately applies to Paul and those leaders. And we can think of the overseers of the church and offices and staff position, et cetera. But this does have a wider application. And so esteem them highly in love. And so I remember, and this is just my own perspective. When I was in seminary, one of the people are like, oh, that class was really hard. And I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you what was the hardest class for me. And my wife can back this up. I took Introduction to Biblical Counseling, you know, and it was a lot of books. You had to read a ton of stuff. Here are these case studies, and it was like these hypothetical situations and how to counsel people. And I remember that class, yeah, the coursework was pretty crazy. I had a ton of papers, but what made it so hard was it was very introspective. It was always like, all right, write what's going on in your heart and where you're sinning and, you know, how the word applies to that in this particular situation and your emotions and how you're viewing it and like what's the outcome. It was just all this like, you know, I'm like freaking out because it's like, I'm terrible, you know, and just, it was just look at yourself and look at all your problems kind of papers and journals we had to keep and stuff like that for that class. And so that was a hard class because not only was it the coursework, but it was so deep and introspective. And I say that because anytime someone teaches the word or studying to teach, to preach, to write, podcast, whatever it is, then there's an element of it that is very much spiritual taxing, right? You have some people that work for a living. I say that facetiously, but people that actually, you know, with physical labor, we joke, man, you actually work for a living, right? There's that kind of tiredness, like physical tiredness. There's people that get emotionally tired. I mean, you think of like people that care, they call that compassion fatigue. They just get tired emotionally, but there's also spiritual fatigue. And I think, you know, being worn out or working hard in the course of admonishing, here's what Paul's talking about, brings a certain level of taxation on the person, whoever it is and in whatever role, whether it's a parent teaching a child, admonishing a child, a friend texting his bro, like it's certain, it takes a certain spiritual warfare and spiritual, you know, tugging. And so that wears people out. And so Paul is just like, you know what? Acknowledge those people. They're working hard, you know, and do it in love because of their work, and live in peace with each other, because we all know that God is using other people to work in our lives, that God's the one that's doing it, and we get to be a part of that. So love them and thank them. Thank God for them. And so that's pretty self-explanatory today. Reach out to the people who have helped you, and I hope that helps you. So y'all have a great day. We'll see you next time.